5 minutes like in there?
It was good. You know, it's a good team victory. Thought the defense did an extremely good job keeping us in the game. You know, obviously started out good, started fast, and then had, you know, bad throw in the end zone on the first drive, and then really stalled, you know, for the next two quarters, and then kind of got in the rhythm again, going no huddle in the fourth. And I thought the guys did a good job of getting in a groove and kind of finding ways to make plays.
Like, the frustration level at before things got going?
Yeah, you know, it's frustrating because it wasn't necessarily what they did to stop us. It was us stopping ourselves, which has kind of seemed to be our Achilles heel, hurting ourselves. So we got to continue to find ways to eliminate that. But, you know, it's good. It's exciting. You know, guys are fired up. You know, so it's a good time.
Like, take us through the first possession, first and goal at the half-yard line, had the power formation in there.
Yeah, no, we go, so what was it? We go down to the one, and then we got the full start, right? And then
fade,
right, so we go first down fade, second down full start, and then, you know, I think it was, what did we come back to? I don't know what the second down play was, but the third down play was, you know, it was something we felt comfortable with, you know, really kind of just you know, sweep the board type read, and got back to A-Rob, and he was open. You know, I just got to give him a better ball, easier play, you know, because it's an easy touchdown, and it would have been a good start, and I think set the tone and, you know, had momentum definitely going a different way. Say it again.
How much do you guys need?
Yeah, I think it's huge. You know, and I think it's huge. You know, I think I know the character of the guys in that locker room and how resilient they are. But I think it's good as a team that hasn't necessarily been successful for a long time to see that they have the ability to do that. You can be down 10-0, you know, whatever it was, and come back and win. You know, I think it was good to see guys on the sideline continuing to stay positive, continuing to stay upbeat, even though we weren't necessarily, you know, doing anything to stay on the field offensively. You know, it was just a matter of time before we got our chance and had an opportunity to make a play.
If you wrote the script, I'm not sure any of us would have wrote it with Ben making
the
play.
Right, yeah.
How about the play?
And that was awesome. A-Rob goes on a deep ball on the play before and missed him there. And then A.B. gets a chance to come in. And really, we were no huddle. So we kind of went with the formation strength on the other side. And he just kind of stayed over there to make it easy rather than running guys around and ran a good route. You know, fortunately, the DB fell down and he got up and made a good play. So it was exciting. Happy for him, you know, to be able to do that. Yeah, no, I think in that point in time in the game and the way we were playing, any touchdown would be more than welcomed.
Like, do you like tempo better?
You know, I don't know. I think it's definitely something that I feel comfortable in. You know, I know it's something that our offense, you know, is, you know, I think it helps us kind of find a rhythm when we're struggling. It's a good mix-up. I thought it was perfect time for, you know, Ole to make that call and go no huddle because we weren't getting things done, you know, kind of with our game plan and huddling and doing all that. So, you know, I know I feel comfortable in it. I like doing it. You know, I know our guys like doing it and feel good with it. So it's good to see us get some production out of it.
Mike, we've been looking for a long time at what might jumpstart you guys. Now you got a two-game winning streak. No matter how you did it, you got two games. And do you think this is one that could –
Yeah, I think so, definitely, you know, and thought that about last week. You know, got a chance to go to London last week, switch up the routine, change things up a little bit. Then we go on a bye week, get a chance to kind of reevaluate. Then we come out and go, you know, on a road to Chicago. And we come out and start the game awesome, right, for, you know, 10, 12, whatever, how many plays the first drive was, and go 80 yards. And then, unfortunately, you know, throw an interception in the end zone, which can't happen. But, you know, I thought that was good. And then we stalled, you know, which was – it was tough to see that running game kind of disappeared. Weren't able to convert on third down. You know, weren't really staying ahead of the chains. You know, penalties started showing up. So that's still stuff we got to clean up, and we know that, and we'll continue to work on it. But, you know, just extremely happy for these guys in this locker room.
Thank you.